Okay, war schon. Well, you see, you started writing it, and when you did, you realized this is important. But you need to work it out more, and that's what we're going to try to do now. You started with the ownership of New Radhakund. Well, that could be an example. But what you just thought also before you went up here, that is very important that you spoke about, is as such. Friendship network between Vaishnava devotees today, especially the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, is extremely important. Because that's really what it is all about. Vaishnava Sangha, meaning to just become good friends. Not pretend to, or make a philosophy about it. But do what you, especially the older generations from the 70s learned to do and did and took pride in doing. You know, superficiality is not for me. Becoming deeper, closer, more dear friends, more real friends. And that's what's happening now. And if I shall say my personal view on this, the purpose of this website and of Varshan even, it could be that. A safe haven, a neutral ground, but yet a beautiful and significant in all its humble size project, because it's the second, probably, most significant Radha Krishna temple in Sweden, and even entire Scandinavia. Now, this may sound as if you use the old ISKCON way of thinking, an upcoming large significant and expensive place with many people living. Such as New Radhakund or Almvik or whatever. But no. It doesn't have to be. Maybe the owner wants it It's just a little more than a home. A home for Sri Sri Radha Govind and their close, dear servants, devotees. So we don't have to build big, top-heavy, hard to manage projects that tend to be expensive and even waste money. But smaller, local temples the size of ordinary villas and gardens. It is not so difficult to do. A couple of pensioners could finance it on their pension and run it basic level on their own. With a little help from our friends and family. Now, such projects could be made today and are being made self-sufficient, sustainable. energy-wise and food-wise. And the people living there on each will have different skills that they can also share with each other. This is a bit going back to the older ages of communal living. Which was probably the most natural and healthiest is way or social structure for humans on Earth. And it's the way that people used to live here for thousands of years before feudalism, capitalism, imperialism and so on happened. Much can be said about that, but, and it should be, but this is a current need and a very doable concept. So Varshan, and again, this is the humble vision of the guy writing this. Put here as a suggestion for the development plan for Varshan. So just take it for what it is. That Varshan can well maybe even take the lead for this kind of development together with neighbors Vaishnavas who are already knowledgeable about sustainable energy, health, cooking and so on. So we're not saying that the residents of Varshan know it all and will now tell you. But we have a library. We have a media studio. We have time to travel and meet with people face to face around nice tables, talking, sharing knowledge, experiences, and just becoming real good friends. So this is the spirit that can be established and is, I would say, already established here at Varshan. And much of what this website is about is to share and communicate all of that And hopefully serve as inspiration for good, constructive teamwork. We all know that when even a small group of devotees work together with that magical dedication and focus on just serving God together, then incredible things can happen. I was myself out on book distribution, seeing with my own eyes a God brother selling 600 books or so and more in a single day on the street. Bhagavatams, Bhagavad Gitas, and so on. Krishna is here ready to help us, give us abilities, knowledge, support, facilities. Beyond our expectations, and all we need to do is to learn the simple art of saranagati, of surrender. Just trusting Radha Krishna. Trusting that guidance. From Gandharika Giridhari, from Panchatattva, from Gornitai, from Shishirara Govindaji, and so on. There are already these beautiful temples with beautiful deities established all over Sweden. Not many know about them yet, but that is also what we want to do. The version is very easy to get to, very good location, next to the E4 in the middle of Sweden, and it is peacefully, remotely at the same time, sheltered in a forest. You can visit anytime you like and meet other devotees there. Because those who are invited are so because we consider you friends, or we want to become your friend. And when you sign up here and become part of the Varshan, team, or whatever the word should be, no matter where you are, in Sweden or elsewhere, you're part of that sharing. All that good that we simply want to share here. So sign up here with your email, your name, and if Sri Sri Radha Govinda Ji invites you, then you're part of the friendship too. It's as simple as that. Okay, is there anything else? Probably not, huh?